So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for the halacha of matna shchimra, kiksuvin, umisurun dami. If a dying person bequeaths his assets to others, his instructions alone are considered a kinyan, and no further kinyan is required. As Tesis explains, the Chacham actually initiated this halacha, and as machta ba'almahu, these Torah sources are merely an allusion to the Takans Chacham. Rav Zeru Amar Rav says the source is in the pasuk v'avartem es nachlasi labitay. If there are no sons, the daughter inherits her father's assets automatically without a kinyan. The word v'havartem is superfluous and teaches yesh lo chavar acher sheikazu ve'ezu zumatna shchimra. There is another case in which one's assets are also transferred without a kinyan. It is through a matna shchimra. Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua says the source is in the pasuk v'nesatem es nachlasi la'achav. If the deceased left no children at all, his brothers inherit his assets without a kinyan. And the superfluous word v'nesatem teaches yesh lo chanesin acher sheikazu ve'ezu zumatna shchimra. Rav Menashe Bar Yirmiyah says the source is in the pasuk in Sefer Malachim, "Bayam mehem cholach Hizkiyo lamus, b'yavei lav Yishayo ben Amitz Hanavi b'yomri lav, koyemar Hashem tzav l'vesecha." Hizkiyah Melech became deathly ill, and Yishayo Hanavi told him to give his final instructions to his family. The word tzav implies, "B'tzava ba'alma," a verbal statement alone is sufficient, even without a kinyan. Rami Bar Yecheskel says the source is in the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, "V'achitayful ra kiloy nasasa atzasa b'yitzav l'beisa b'yichanik." Achitevel gave his final instructions to his family, and then he choked and died. The word Beitzav implies Beitzava ba'alma. Rav Amar Rav Nachman disagrees and says Matna Shchimra midrabanon ba'almahi. There is no Torah source for Matna Shchimra, but rather the Chacham initiated that a dying person's verbal instructions alone shall be considered a kinyan because Shem Miti Torah died to your love. As Rashbam explains, either because Shema Achla Yavo Edom Liknes Titarv Daitish Al Chayla Venimtsit Tzava Asa Betela, his condition might deteriorate before he has the opportunity to perform a kinyan in the presence of Edom, or because Shema Titarv Daitish Bechal Yoy Mirav Tzar Shu Yideh Shli Kaimu Banav Tzava Asa. He might become distressed at the thought that with no kinyan his instructions are not binding and his sons will not carry out his instructions, and this might cause his condition to deteriorate. Therefore, the Chacham initiated that kiksuv in the kumisurim dami, his verbal instructions alone are considered a kinyan. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman Shchimra Sha'amar Yadir Pleini B'bayezeh Yechel Pleini Peris Dekel Zeh Lo Emaklum. If a dying person states, so-and-so shall reside in my house, or so-and-so shall eat the fruits of my palm tree, his tzava is not affected, because as the Rashbam explains, dira ein b'mamash laknaisa. The right of residency is a non-tangible item for which one cannot make a kinyan. And peiros ein odem maknada b'shalei b'lo'olam. The future produce that is yet to grow is currently non-existent, for which one cannot make a kinyan. And although we do find that a matna shchimra is more lenient in that kiksubinu kumisurun dami, he can bequeath an item with his verbal statement alone, even without a kinyan, however his verbal statement is not stronger than the kinyan of a bari, a healthy person. And therefore milsa the isa b'bari, isa b'shchimra. The less of a bari, less of a shchimra. A shchimra can bequeath only items that are transferable by a bari with a kinyan, but not dira and non-existent payers that are not transferable even with a kinyan. However, Rav Amar Rav Nachman continues that his instructions can be effective. Achi Amar Tenu Baye Zeh L'Pleini V'Yadur Baye Tenu Dekel Zeh L'Pleini V'Yechel Mipereisim. If the Shchimra states, give my house to Pleini for him to live in it, or give my palm tree to Pleini for him to consume its fruits, his tzava is effective because Hikne L'Hachefetz, he bequeathed to Pleini the actual items that do have substance and are existent. The Gemara asks that the first ruling of Rav Amar Rav Nachman Shchimra Shama Yadu Pleini B'Bayezeh Yechol Pleini Peres Dekazeh Lo'im Maklum, because Milsa De Lesa B'Bari Lesa B'Shchimra, seems to contradict another ruling by Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Shchimra Shama Tznu Halvasi L'Pleini Halvasi L'Pleini. If a dying person bequeathed a milva alpeh, a verbal loan owed to him, his tzava is effective. Even though De Lesa B'Bari Isa B'Shchimra, a healthy person cannot transfer a milva alpeh to someone else with a kinyan because, as the Rashbam explains, milva lo haytzan nitna. The loaned money is considered already spent, and the kinyan cannot take effect on something that is non-existent. Nevertheless, Rav Amar Rav Nachman is saying that a shchimra can transfer a milva alpeh by his verbal statement. The Gemara offers two answers. Rav Papa says, "Hayil v'yerish yersha." Since a milva alpeh can be transferred to an heir as an inheritance, it can also be transferred through a shchimra, through a matna shchimra. Because as Rashbam explains, matna shchimra ki yerusha shav yirabanan. The Chacham established that a matna shchimra takes effect only after death, like a yerusha. Therefore, kiven de isa be yerusha, isa be matna shchimra. Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika says, halva isa be bari. A bari can transfer a milva al pet to someone else if all three parties, the lender, borrower, and recipient, are present. As Rav says, if in the presence of all three, one person tells the second, give the money that you owe me to the third person, the recipient immediately acquires the money. Therefore, since Isa Babari, Isa B'Shchimra.